The Salton Sea isn't one, really. It is California's largest lake. It's in the southern part of the state, east of San Diego. It's a prime resting spot for millions of migrating birds. Trouble is, the sea is getting saltier and soon won't be able to sustain wildlife. The state has proposed 10 different ways to save it, but almost all of the options come with a price tag in the billions of dollars. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
The Salton Sea sits about 50 miles south of Palm Springs in the heart of the Imperial Valley Desert. Farming is king here thanks to irrigated Colorado River water, and it's the salty agricultural runoff that fills the sea, along with nearby rivers like the New River coming out of Mexico. Farmer Al Kalin says as a kid he loved combing the sea shoreline searching for Mexican treasures.
There was a toy factory in Mexicali that produced these little green army men, and the culls, the ones that had arms and legs and heads that didn't come out of the mold right, they threw in the New River and they floated all out and floated up on the beach here.
Kalin would fill up a 50-gallon bucket with hundreds of his prized deformed soldiers.
I'd take them to school and trade them because they were worth more than the regular army men because they were wounded.
The point is, a lot of things go into the sea, but not a lot goes out. It's a man-made lake with no outlet. And with summer days typically topping 110 degrees, evaporation removes 6 feet of water every year. What's left behind is a lot of salt, farming fertilizers, and other nutrients. All that fuels the algae blooms, which lead to a lot of dead fish. Marla Jones and her son Matthew regularly have to walk over thousands of dried fish carcasses to reach the sea shoreline.
Kind of creepy walking around in bones.
Despite the unpleasant aesthetics, Marla Jones says the place is special and deserves to be restored.
I love the sea. I love to drive by it. I love to come out here and see it. And you kind of got to overlook the smell. And once they clean it up, it's going to be totally awesome.
Residents are used to hearing about plans to clean up the sea. That's been the talk for decades. Recently, however, lawmakers ordered a faster fix. So state planners drew up 10 different restoration plans and have been traveling around the region in search of public input.
Do you like the deep marine sea? Do you like the saline habitat for the birds? Do you want to have water around, you know, in front of your property?
Dale Hoffman Flurkey of the Department of Water Resources runs down the proposals to about 24 people at the Salton City Senior Center. She says the alternatives range from doing almost nothing to a plan that farmers and environmentalists favor that would build circular dikes in the lake. Proponents believe the dikes will give the sea a shallow shoreline for the birds while pushing a lot of the salt into the center of the sea. Whatever is decided, Flurkey says it will be costly.
Because nothing is going to be cheap, nothing's going to be easy.
That was obvious at the forum. Mistrust at the sea runs deep.
We've been down here 30 years and nothing's been done.
And nothing has ever been done. All they do is spend the money, bureaucrats.
Chuck and Dottie Friedley say they want the water cleaned up for boaters, like the way it was in the 60s and 70s. And resident Dick Schilling wants a desalination plant built to get the salt out of the water, a plan not being considered by the state.
They can't do this, they can't do this. We got a problem with that? I want something positive.
Opposition is running high to the state's proposals. Imperial County Supervisor Gary Wyatt says planners are more concerned with the birds and fish than people.
This is something that ought to be enjoyed by all species, not just winged species or those under the water, but those who also come live here and who want to visit here and enjoy this.
Wyatt wants to see a plan that has more recreational, tourist, and economic opportunities for his county, one of the poorest in the state. Finding a plan that everyone agrees upon is going to be difficult. Consensus, however, is strong on one point. Time is running out for the Salton Sea. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.